more Haitians under the bridge, or a discussion, how did all those Haitians who were living for years happily in Brazil get on commercial flights all at the same time and end up in the same place? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but that kind of seems funky to me.
Yeah, Leslie Marshall on Fox News earlier today, one of their paid contributors, talking about the new cratering Biden poll numbers. He's in trouble. And he has been around this political thing for 50 years. I think he knows that he is in some really difficult water here. I mean, this is ugly what's going on right now with his administration. And it's not just on the COVID-19. It's not just on the Delta variant. It's not just on the immigration along a southern border. It's not Afghanistan. It's not our standing in the world. It's all of the above. And on almost every polling issue, this president is struggling. And in most cases, under 50%. And in some, it's way under 50%. Now, coming up, I was telling you about my friend that I talked to this morning. And one of the things we were talking about, the booster shot, which I discovered yesterday is available. I went into my favorite Walgreens, and I said, do you guys have the booster shots? And they said, yes. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. Didn't get the shot. I don't know that I want to be a guinea pig. I don't know what, although the president got his yesterday. And if it's good enough for the president of the United States, I imagine it would be good enough for me. But I am fascinated. You know, that there's all this talk about the booster shot and whether it's safe. Dr. Fauci talked yesterday about whether you should get the booster shot and a flu shot in the same arm, in separate arms. And he said, really, whatever you want to do is just fine. If you want to get one in one arm and the other in the other arm, that's fine. I found that kind of interesting as well. Well, we're going to bring on a medical expert, Dr. Robin Titus. She'll be joining us from Assembly District 38 up in Lyon County. She is a family physician and an assemblywoman in District 38. We'll talk with her about the booster, about the vaccine in general, and why it's such a tough sell in so many areas of the country, including here in Nevada. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 4:30, as we check things out, as you head home, boy, construction is really causing some major delays over there at the Spaghetti Bowl and beyond. You are bumper-to-bumper there, 515 eastbound at Main all the way out to Eastern Avenue. You're also bumper-to-bumper, 515 westbound at Eastern all the way to Las Vegas Boulevard into the Spaghetti Bowl as that bridge work continues until 2022. Also, we're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 west at Gibson, 215 westbound at Tenaya. And you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper as you try to enter that Spaghetti Bowl. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. And do expect some slow flows on the 15 as well, north in Hacienda and south at Oakey.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders get an extra day this week as they will not play again until Monday night when they go to L.A. to face off against the Chargers. Good start to the postseason for the Las Vegas Aces. They lead their best-of-five series against the Phoenix Mercury 1-0 after they pick up the 96-90 win yesterday. Kelsey Plum had 25 points, 20 of which she scores in the second half. Chelsea Gray, 17 points, 12 assists. Asia Wilson finishes with 15 points and 9 rebounds. Game 2 of this series is scheduled for tomorrow here in Vegas. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day edition of Live and Local. I told you about my friend earlier today. I had a long talk with her today. She was all freaking out about the booster shot. And again, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of misinformation out there. And so to just kind of take a good look at both sides of the issue, I thought it would be good to have Dr. Robin Titus on. She is not only an Assemblywoman District 38, she is a family physician, and she joins us now. Dr. Titus, always good to visit with you. Explain this whole booster thing and why some people are freaking out about it.
Well, Kevin, thank you for having me on, first off, and I know people are anxious about it. There's a lot of interesting components to it. The CDC just sent out the recommendation on September 22nd after their advisory committee met, and the state sent it out to all of us providers just yesterday, actually, on the technical bulletin about what this is all about. I have said right from the get-go that this virus is very much like the flu, the influenza, and it would mutate, and it would require updating our vaccines. I never expected that we'd get one vaccine, and that would be good. So for the folks who don't quite understand what's happening here, we ask that people get a flu shot every year because, again, the strains change each season. And we also know that the flu vaccine does not last forever. It may give you some immunity over a period of time. We also know the tetanus shot doesn't last forever. We ask that you get that every 10 years. We did not know how long these vaccines were going to last. The only one that they're recommending a vaccine, so the booster shot for now, is those who've gotten the Pfizer. So far, the Moderna one has not recommended at this point, but may, and the Johnson & Johnson has not recommended a booster shot. So at this point, it only affects those who have had the Pfizer vaccine.
Dr. Titus, let me ask you, the vaccine, the booster shot that people are getting right now, in fact, I went into a Walgreens yesterday, and I said, are you doing the booster shot? And they said, yep, we sure are. Is it the same? Is it the identical vaccine that I had shot twice into my arm back in March, the Pfizer?
To my knowledge, I have not looked at the chemical composition of that vaccine. To my knowledge, and for what I can read in these technical bulletins. It would be like the other prior two vaccines that you got. And indeed, it can cause the same side effects. They're not sure yet. So if you had a side effect from the second booster vaccine, you might expect one from, you know, from the second one that you got in the series, you might expect the same side effects.
And just for the record, I had no side effects. My arm wasn't really all that sore, you know, for maybe 4 or 5 hours, and then it was fine. But so what we know is that we're not sure yet if this is the identical vaccine, just a third dose of it, or if there's something special about this dose that makes it different from the previous two.
Yeah, so I didn't see the labeling on the, you know, the product itself. It's my understanding that these boosters will be the same. In other words, you know, I don't know if they've added new stuff from what my understanding is, but again, I have not seen the labeling.
Dr. Titus, why has this been such a tough sell, not just across America, but even here in Nevada, where you're having to bribe people with $5 million giveaways by the governor? Why has this been so difficult to convince people to get the shots?
I think the controversy over that, Kevin, I think what's happened is I certainly got the shot. I got the Moderna because that was what was available. I always get my flu vaccines. I'm not a high risk patient, but as a healthcare provider, I always stepped up and got the vaccine because I don't want to be sick. I have always been able to, along the long term care that I was the director of in Yarrington, we had all patients and their families agree to get the vaccine based on their trust of me when I recommend a vaccine. What has happened in our state and the distrust nationwide is, you ask somebody, we've never before asked somebody to get vaccinated and then told them that they need to wear a mask even though they're vaccinated. And so I think people have been like, well, wait a minute here. If I'm vaccinated, why would I need to be wearing the mask? In the past, it was always, hey, you know, put the mask on if you can't get sick, if you can't get the vaccine. So the misinformation or the mixed information that we're getting sends mixed messages to folks. Well, why would you get the vaccine if you still have to wear the mask? You know, you can still get the disease. And I think there might have been some overconfidence in the vaccine to begin with that people thought, oh, yeah, this is going to be the panacea, you know, the cure-all, when it never was. And I said it from the start, expect that we'd have to be revaccinated, expect that this isn't going to be 100% effective. No vaccines are. And I think that we needed to have just straight up honesty on what these vaccines were capable of doing.
As an elected official yourself, is there a bigger message that's out there that people are essentially rejecting government rather than rejecting the science of what's going on?
I absolutely agree with you on that statement. These vaccines have been, yes, they're new, but remember they came in under the Trump administration. They've been working on these vaccines for a long time. We've known that the coronavirus has been out there and looking at some of the strains of it, how serious they were. Vaccine concept isn't a new concept. But what's happened is, indeed, the mixed messages, why would anybody trust it at all? There's always been people who never wanted to get a vaccine. I had literally a patient, you know, a previous patient reach out to me today and say, hey, I trust you. What do you think about getting this vaccine? And, you know, I certainly took the vaccine. But I think that if you're otherwise, I would like the listeners that if they're certainly at risk, I weigh every treatment I offer a patient, the pros and the cons. There is a risk to these vaccines. There has always been a risk to all vaccines. And so you have to weigh that in whether you choose to take one or not. And those are what you discuss with your healthcare provider. When the government starts mandating things, when they tell you you must, without taking into consideration that conversation between you and your provider, then everybody should be suspicious of that.
You're involved in the Quad County health system up there, and I'm just curious, around the country we've seen some areas where healthcare providers are giving up their jobs. They're saying, I'm not going to get the shot, and I've been given an ultimatum by the people that own my hospital or the county or whatever it is. And I'm just curious, are you having any problem up there with healthcare workers who are just saying, we're not going to get the shot, and if we lose our job, we lose our job?
Well, I think that there has always been healthcare providers who do not want to get vaccinated, whether it's the flu or this coronavirus COVID vaccine. And at this point, the hospitals, the ones that I've spoken to, have not made it mandatory. We have a nursing shortage nationwide. We have a healthcare provider shortage nationwide. If they take appropriate precautions, and make sure we use what I've said on this program before, universal precautions, to lose the limited number of healthcare providers that you already have by mandating a vaccine would be very short-sighted and myopic vision for all facilities. And I'm afraid it could be catastrophic.
Dr. Robin Titus joining us, Assemblywoman District 38 and also a family physician. What is the... we know what the pros are for the vaccine. Give us what the cons are. What's the downside of this thing and of the booster?
Well, at this point in time, I think that if a person has a local reaction or has had previous reactions to vaccines, I certainly think that would be a downside. However, I'm a proponent of getting these vaccines. Just so your listeners know, I'm sure that. You will get some emails that say, no, she's crazy, you shouldn't get these vaccines. And there will always be those folks out there. But in my 37-plus years as a provider, I would say that the vaccines have been a solution. I think it's a tremendous healthcare solution to be able to have your body build up immunities and then protect it, whether it was the polio vaccine, the smallpox, and the tetanus. All of those vaccines are positive. They're not right for everybody. Everybody, you can indeed have reactions to them, sometimes serious reactions. And so I don't want to discount that. However, I would say that by far the majority of folks have a successful outcome like you and I did. I will also tell you, like you, Kevin, I think you had a mild case of COVID you mentioned, or a best friend of yours did. I took the vaccine, and I did test positive a couple months ago for an antibody test for the COVID. So somewhere along the line, I had a mild case of it. Now, whether or not the vaccine, which they say does, does not limit how your response is when you get it the second time around, maybe that's the case, maybe it isn't. But one of the problems is we don't have enough data. We don't have enough time experience with this vaccine. It takes years. It takes decades to look back and say, okay, here's the numbers. I just got a number last week on the number we've had in our quad counties of positive cases and the numbers of deaths since we first started recording. So what has this been now? A year and a half. And I asked my husband, I said, okay, honey, do this math for me real quick on the computer. Tell me, so we can figure out what the death rate is. We're finally getting enough time. And for the quad counties, the death rate was 1.5%. So 1.5% of the people who got COVID in the quad counties have died from it. Now, will over a decade give us the same results? Are we treating it differently than when we first got it? All these take time and information. In the meantime, there's a lot of distrust out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there. But I would ask that everybody talk to the healthcare provider about it, what works for them.
Knowing what you know about the science, are we always going to, is the new normal going to be we're going to have to deal with the variants of COVID-19 for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, for the rest of our lives?
I believe that the coronavirus has been out there a long time. We know that there's something called Mediterranean fever. That's a coronavirus. So we know that it's been there a long time. We previously knew of 5 strains. Now there's many other variants of this. I would say it is something that now that we've recognized, now that we can test for, we're not going to eliminate this virus like we did the polio because it mutates, because it will be a new strain. However, I do feel that ultimately there will be good science out there, just like we give a combination influenza vaccine. Nobody objects. There are people who won't get the flu vaccine, there are people who will. And there's 3 or 4 different types of influenza in that vaccine. My hope is that ultimately they can combine these vaccines, and those who need them, want to have that vaccination, will go get their fall flu / coronavirus or whatever vaccine that we recognize. And I think it's part of the progression of science when we can identify these viruses. In the past, when you had a fever and you would see me in my office, I'd say, it's just a virus, go home, take some flu, there's nothing we can do. And I think that now, as science has progressed, Kevin, we can identify these viruses, and that's what's happening. And maybe in a couple of years, we'll have a new virus out there that we suddenly now identify. So I don't think it's as scary as it sounds. I think we will adapt. We have wonderful science out there, and we'll get better at it. We'll have less side effects. We can identify the genetics of somebody, and we will be able to say, yeah, you will do well with this vaccine, you won't. And that's where the science needs to go. And so I hope that as we progress and it can calm down with some of the distrust of science that's out there right now, and the CDC can stop giving us mixed messages, yes, masks work, no, masks don't, yes, you get the vaccine, no, you wear a mask. I mean, all that stuff, no wonder people are afraid to get this vaccine.
Yeah. Dr. Titus, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. I always learn something when I talk with you, and I'm glad we did. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Kevin, you stay healthy, stay well.
There you go. Dr. Robin Titus up in Lyon County, Assemblywoman, District 38, and a family physician. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, we got something special for you coming up in our next hour. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way, whether you're driving on the track or just on the road. Properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Nevada may be the driest state in the nation, but we're still at risk of flooding year-round. As waters rise in our rivers during the winter and spring, and flash floods come with no warning in the summer, it's important to protect yourself, your family, home, pets, and livestock. Most homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. Typically, there is a 30-day waiting period from the date of purchase before flood insurance coverage becomes effective. Flood insurance covers your home and your possessions inside of it, with the ability to recover faster and more fully. Nevada floods. Are you prepared? There are steps you can take now to mitigate risks. Visit NevadaFloods.org to find out if your home is in a flood-prone area, what to do before, during, and after a flood, and obtain flood insurance information. Visit NevadaFloods.org. Don't wait until it's too late.
This message sponsored by a FEMA grant, the Nevada Division of Water Resources, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up top of the hour, we've seen folks like Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson going weightless in space. Pretty cool. Zero-G is a new company, the Zero-G Corporation. It is a space tourism company, and their CEO is going to join us. It's coming to Las Vegas November 6th. Your ability to be weightless. It's going to be very cool. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psych3 and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psych3 has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsych3.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Newmail Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with Newmail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. Newmail Medical Special Care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out Newmail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com, or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. Newmail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in minutes, Matt Goad. He is the CEO of Zero Gravity Corporation. And beginning November 6th, they are going to provide flights that will allow